WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
You can probably tell from many of my picks that I'm fond of the view from space. Seeing the big picture has always fascinated me. The world's first meteorological satellite was launched from Cape Canaveral on April 1, 1960. Named TIROS for Television Infrared Observation Satellite, it demonstrated the advantage of mapping the Earth's cloud cover from above. There are basically two types of satellite views, POSE, or polar orbiting satellites, which are about 500 miles above the Earth, and geostationary, or GOES, satellites located about 22,000 miles above the Earth. So why two types, and how do they compare? Polar orbiting satellites operate closer to the Earth, which provide more detailed images as well as excellent views of polar regions. The primary disadvantage comes from their orbital paths, which change due to the rotation of the Earth, so there are no two images from the exact same location. Geostationary satellites have the distinct advantage of being able to see half of the entire Earth in one view. Another big advantage is that the view never varies, allowing computations of cloud motions. Images from GOES satellites can be recorded as fast as 1 per second, and because of their positions, these satellites can collect data from buoys, free-floating balloons, and other remote data collection sites. On the flip side, the distance, which provides many of the advantages of GOES satellites, also becomes a disadvantage because images are not as detailed as those from POSE. Positioned over the equator, GOES satellites have a very limited view of polar regions due to the Earth's curvature. Well, fortunately, we do not have to choose one or the other. Both types are in use. Chances are the ones you view most often come from the GOES satellites. Do you suppose if we got a tracking device attached to Mr. Span, we could make any sense out of his movements? Woo! If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.